Spanish prosecutors have announced they are seeking a 2.5-year prison sentence for the country's former FA chief Luis Rubiales over the infamous Kissgate scandal. They said on Wednesday they also wanted him to pay Jenny Hermoso €100,000, £85,000, in compensation if he is convicted at trial. They laid out their pre-trial demands in a 6-page indictment made public on Wednesday. They said they were seeking a 1-year jail term for a sexual assault charge and a separate 1-year 6-month prison sentence for coercion linked to his alleged attempts to get Jenny to speak out in his defense over the unwanted kiss he gave the Women's World Cup winner last summer. Madrid-based judge Francisco de Jorge paved the way for Rubiales to be tried earlier this year after recommending he be put in the dock. He said his long-running probe had uncovered solid evidence pointing to the potential illegality of the kiss. Mr. de Jorge, who has already quizzed the former football boss and his alleged victim separately in closed sessions at Spain's centralized Audiencia Nacional court, said in a 5-page ruling made public in January, the investigation has revealed the existence of solid evidence the kiss Luis Manuel Rubiales Bayar gave the player Jennifer Hermoso was not consensual and was a unilateral and surprise initiative on his part. Whether there was no erotic intention or it was a result of the state of euphoria and excitement experienced as a consequence of the extraordinary sporting triumph preceding it is something that should be valued in a public trial. He said he had concluded Hermoso had been left bewildered and surprised by the unexpected kiss and didn't have time to react after Rubiales grabbed her by the head with both hands and locked lips with her at the awards ceremony in front of millions of TV viewers watching live last August. He also proposed former Spain's World Cup women's team manager Jorge Vilda, men's team director Albert Luque and former Spanish FA marketing director Ruben Rivera should face trial. Mr. de Jorge said in his written ruling he believed there was enough evidence to proceed with a formal accusation against all three men for their concerted action, agreed with Rubiales, to try to break Jennifer Hermoso's will and get her to agree to record a video saying the kiss had been consensual, as the controversy surrounding the former Spanish FA chief's action exploded. He accused Rubiales of pressuring Jenny to publicly support him on the plane back from Sydney in Australia where the Spain team won last August's final against the England women's team before asking Vilda to speak to her brother and try to convince her to record a video saying the kiss was consensual. He went on to detail how his investigation had discovered evidence pointing to Vilda subsequently telling the footballer's sibling her failure to assist with the video would have negative consequences for her. Mr. de Jorge also outlined how Ruben Rivera asked Jenny again to participate in a video, exonerating Rubiales when they got back to Spain as part of repeated attempts to get her to speak out about the kiss in a way that was beneficial to the divorced father of three. He accused Albert Luque of turning up unannounced at a hotel Jennifer was in to convince her to participate in the video despite her rejecting Rivera's requests to talk to him about backing Rubiales publicly. He concluded in his bombshell ruling, the pressure the player was submitted to created in Jennifer Hermoso a situation of anxiety and intense stress. Public prosecutors said on Tuesday they were seeking prison sentences of 1 year and 6 months for Vilda, Luque, and Rivera if convicted of coercion. Hermoso, 33, who plays her club football now for Mexican side Tigres, sparked the Audiencia Nacional investigation by filing a complaint against 46-year-old Rubiales last September. She accused him of kissing her without consent after the Women's World Cup final finished and described it as a sexist act that left her feeling vulnerable. Rubiales has insisted it was consensual and described it as a peck. Mr. de Jorge banned him from going within 200 meters of Hermoso or making any contact with her as part of a restraining order after questioning him in court a week after the player lodged her complaint. The entire investigation so far including the court quizzes has taken place behind closed doors as is normal in Spain where only trials are held in public. Defiant Rubiales promised to defend his innocence, after announcing on September 10 last year he was quitting as Spanish FA president following the Kissgate scandal. He tweeted as his decision to resign was made public, I will defend my honorability. I will defend my innocence. I have faith in the future. I have faith in the truth. Thanks to everybody. He finished his tweet by posting a photo of the Spanish flag. Rubiales, who had apologized for grabbing his crotch during the post-final World Cup celebrations in front of Spain's Queen Letizia and her 16-year-old daughter, had said in a lengthy statement before announcing his decision to quit, "The spontaneity and happiness of the historic moment led us to carry out a mutual and consensual act, a product of great enthusiasm. At no time was there any aggression, indeed, there was not even the slightest discomfort, but an overflowing joy in both of us." Rubial's 72-year-old mum Angeles Bayar went on a hunger strike at a church in her son's hometown of Motril near Granada for 2 days after being rushed to hospital 48 hours into her protest. She said at the time she had launched it to get Jenny to tell the truth about the kiss. Speaking from the inside of the church before falling ill, she said, "I just want the truth to be told. She knows my son is very honest. If she tells the truth, everything will be fixed." Referring to the World Cup kiss that led to the so-called Kissgate scandal, she added, "It was an anecdote," as she said, "and look how far it's gone. She should have a conscience and act according to it. My son is very worried and has asked me not to continue, to stop, but I will be here until I drop and my body can continue." Rubiales is at the center of a separate corruption probe over a multi-million euro deal to relocate the Spanish Super Cup to Saudi Arabia. An apartment belonging to the former Spanish FA chief was searched earlier this month. He is currently in the Dominican Republic but has promised to return to Spain shortly. Dear listener, please follow and subscribe to our lovely channel for more updates. Thanks.